Now it's time for Pause for Thought. I'm Rabbi Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Bormwood. On the 31st of August, 1997, I was living in New York City on the 28th floor of a high-rise building with views over Manhattan's Upper West Side, working for a well-known children's television network. I remember seeing the news of Diana's death and feeling sorry. Not understanding the history, though, my heart simply went out to her and her children. Diana's death was a terrible loss to her family, to the nation, and to the many charities she worked with since becoming a princess. The nation mourned. It was a time of great sentimentalism, which morphed into anger, directed at the press and others. Diana's funeral is said to have been watched by an estimated 2.5 billion people. Inadvertently, it led to the emergence of online news. But it has taken 20 years for her children to begin speaking out about their immense grief. In the Western Sephardi tradition, there was a time when gravestones were embellished with carvings to identify something unique about the deceased. You can see this still in Jewish cemeteries in the Caribbean islands and elsewhere. The sign for a life tragically cut short was the image of a young tree felled by an axe. No doubt it is difficult being constantly in the public light. This explains the sad end of so many celebrity lives. But perhaps we need to ask ourselves to what extent we, the viewers, perpetuate this insatiably vain superstar culture. Religion, on the other hand, prizes modesty and discretion. Famously, the prophet Balaam, who tried to curse the children of Israel during their desert sojourn, instead praised them for the way their tent openings faced away from each other ensured family privacy. The ultimate lesson from this tragedy is the one Prince Harry has recently so publicly highlighted, not underestimating the need to grieve, and ultimately, the immense importance of looking after our mental health.